As a reminder to media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just got off the phone with Chuck there. You guys obviously right with Stony Brook through much of the first half, but come up short 36-10 in New York. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, give me your impressions on the game.
Well, you know, they're a good football team. They're physical. They can run the ball. You know, they had a lot of yards after contact. We missed tackles. You know, even with that being said, I mean, it's 3-3, and we had driven the first drive down there, and we got first and goal from the 4 or 5 and can't punch it in, have to take a field goal. Drive it down again, we got first and goal, and we don't pitch the ball very well. Their corner makes a really good play. Probably shouldn't have been in the picture. Our wideout did not, kind of do what we had asked. He tried to do too much, and the guy kind of peeked in there, and we probably should have had him run out of there, right off the bat. And even though we fumbled a pitch, we probably get on it. But, you know, that's a 14-point swing right there. Games probably, even if they score, the next time they get the ball, they get to, it's a 10-10 game at halftime instead of 16-3. And when you're on the road and it's 16-3, it's hard. We had to use a trick play to get a score on the board in the second half. So they played well. I wasn't pleased with, how we played or how we coached. And, we got to do a lot better job, players and coaches, obviously this week, but the rest of the time remaining here.
I know you guys are a little banged up on the defensive side, but you guys aren't the only team that they've had success running the ball three straight games now that they've had two backs over 100. What did they do so well to be able to generate that kind of yardage on the ground?
Well, for one, I think they ran through tackles. I mean, they got positive yards. They made some people miss. I mean, there were probably 4 or 5 or 6 plays which should have been 2, 3, maybe 8 at the max gains, and they turned into 37, 45-yard gains, and you can't do that. You can't give them those yards. Not having Mo Jackson, he's a physical presence for us. Hurt us a little bit. I think they physicaled us. We got a lot lighter when he wasn't in there. Trent Williams couldn't play, and he's a talented DB for us. Dale Matthews, even though Billy Goggle played well, not having Dale where you can rotate three linebackers and keep them a little fresh, you're hurt us. But that's not an excuse. I mean, they're guys. They're backs. Those two backs they got are really, really good players. They made us miss in some situations. They ran through tackles in other situations. And then a couple times we didn't fit gaps, and next thing you know, they got 300 yards rush.
We've got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Hello, Coach. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. As you get set for JMU, and I know you're just getting started looking at film on them, but their defensive front has been really a tenacious group this year. What concerns you the most about your offensive line versus their front four?
The first thing is how tenacious and athletic they are. I mean, they're not only athletic enough that they can, take an edge and win those one-on-one battles. They're physical enough that they can just hammer you, and kind of run you over to the quarterback or run you over to the running back. Very talented. I think Jeff Hansen does as good as anybody in the country coaching those guys up. I worked with Jeff multiple years, I can see his influence on how they play, and they play hard. There's no question about that.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mendia with Daily News Record.
Hey, Russ. Last year you guys played JMU extremely tight. What was it that you guys were able to do defensively last year in that game to keep JMU pretty much in check until the end of the game?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we fit gaps well. We tackled well. You know, we got them on the ground when we had opportunities to get them on the ground. You know, they got a couple deep posts on us, but we regrouped a little bit and kind of got off the field. But, you know, our guys played hard. You know, the JMU-Richmond game is always a tough game, no matter, you know, where they're ranked, where we're ranked. It's a battle. Their guys get excited. Our guys get excited. You know, we're going to have to play better than we did these last two games. I mean, I think our players know that. Our coaches know that. And, you know, I think if James Madison watches us on film these last couple games, they may not practice this week and rest up or get ready for their next opponent because it didn't look good.
As far as your offense goes, just kind of your overall evaluation of Kevin Johnson, and I guess he is distributing the football extremely well, it looks like, with all the different receivers he's been able to complete passes to.
Yeah, Kevin's been doing a good job in a lot of ways, and in some ways he's not doing the things we're asking him to do, and he's got to continue to improve. But, Kevin's not really the problem offensively. He's doing a good job, and I'm awful proud of Kevin and what he's doing with the football. We gotta protect him better. We gotta put him in some better situations. But I mean, he's doing a good job. He's getting the ball to people who should get it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, Brissett didn't play up at Stony Brook because of the ankle, and I'm wondering how he is, if he might be able to go Saturday.
We'll get an update today. I haven't got an update on him yet. We'll see. You know, we'll see today where he is. But my trainer hasn't been up yet to see me, so hopefully we'll get an idea where he is with everything, and we'll know something here in the next couple days.
Kind of weird. He played at St. Francis very well. Is that when he hurt it?
Yeah, I mean, every injury we've taken, they've all played and finished the game, and then on Sunday, it's 2 to 3 weeks, they're out. So I don't know. You know, sometimes injuries show up a day later. Same way with Dale Matthews. You know, he played, finished the game, and then he comes up. Brissett was the same way, and so you don't know. But yeah, I mean, he finished the game, but I saw him when we got off the bus on the trip back. He was limping pretty good, so I didn't feel great at that point in time on the bus after the St. Francis game.
Hey, you said a word or two about Madison. What really sticks out about them and sort of differentiates them from the rest of the FCS bunch?
Well, if you just look and start with their defense, because, you know, that's kind of, you know, where I look. I mean, they're very athletic. They're physical up front, but they're athletic. I think what Coach Trott and those defensive guys do so well is, and you hear people talk about a lot, is eyes. I mean, their eyes are never in the wrong spot. I mean, sometimes you look and a kid'll come off of something where you thought he shouldn't be in the picture, and you know, he just, eyes get to where they're supposed to be and see something quickly and becomes involved in a play, in a big play. So they're well coached. I don't think there's a question about that. And then offensively, I just think the quarterback is fantastic. He is. He looks good. He can sling it. It looks like he's got velocity. He can run. Nothing against the guy last year, because I thought the guy last year sure was really good. This kid, I think, is a pretty different cat. And just watching him on some film early, obviously the running backs, they got 12 or 13 of those guys running around, and they're all good. Wideouts. Number 10, Stapleton, is probably, one of the best in the country. And then up front, they're pretty big and physical, and they can lean on you. And, And, you know, I think they'll lean on people, and they're pretty athletic up front. So, you know, obviously they're where they are. They're ranked number two in the country. They've been in the national championship game 2 years in a row, and you're not doing that without good players. I don't care. I mean, they're good coaches. I mean, I think I got all the respect in the world for them. But, you know, if they don't have good players, they're not playing in the national championship the past 2 years and doing what they're doing this year. So they're talented, no question about that. We're going to have to, we'll have to play really well.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.